Well, good evening. From Dublin, and nice to be with you all again. 2 weeks ago, we were looking at a portion of scripture in 2 Corinthians. And if you have your Bibles, that's where we primarily will be, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 2, and 3, and maybe just we dip into 4. And the topic last time was as Anna has titled it, there may be trouble ahead, that just the reality of trouble, according to Jesus, in the world, we will have trouble. And from time to time, it's severe, but being his, he permits and allows certain things to happen. And we're going to see some of the reasons in these wonderful verses of scripture. So I think we'll just pray before we start. Lord Jesus, we're coming to you. We're coming to your living word, which is you. Speak to our hearts. You may want to move long-held thresholds in our lives. You may want to encourage. You may want to direct. You may want to lead. You may want to speak in any way you want, Lord, through this wonderful word of yours, the written word. And we thank you, living word, that you can speak to us tonight. Amen. So just last time we looked at trouble in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, he's reminding his friends, the brethren in Corinth, that a trouble came to them while they were in Asia. And we looked at aspects of trouble last week. And tonight I want to look, he says in verse 9 of chapter 1 of 2 Corinthians, yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves. We'll have a look at that. It's very severe, that we should not trust in ourselves, but we should trust in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death and who delivers us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us. So tonight we're going to look at the necessity of trust, obviously all the time, but particularly when we're in times of trouble. And also, as well as just the necessity of trust, we're going to see the benefits that happen, that occur in the life of a believer as we turn and trust him, even when it isn't always easy, even when we don't understand, even when we're trying to live with things that we didn't expect. But as we choose to trust him, we'll see contained in these chapters some keys and sources of encouragement. It is interesting to see that Paul's testimony of trouble is interspersed all the way up to chapter 7. Verse 5, he says, for indeed, when we came to Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, for we were troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts, inside were fears. Nevertheless, God who comforts the downcast comforted us by the coming of Titus. How one man come into their midst, cheered them, comforted them. But he's still referring in chapter 7, and there's about 5 or 6 references to these severe types of trouble he had. So interspersed in between these, the Holy Spirit writing this letter through Paul to the church in Corinth shows us some of the great benefits and reasons why we should trust him, even though at times it may be difficult mentally to do that. Now, a characteristic of trouble is that we tend to lose heart. I'll get discouraged. So in chapter 4, verse 1, he talks about it. He said, therefore, we have this ministry. Since we have this ministry, we have received mercy. We do not lose heart. And again, in verse 16 of chapter 4, therefore, we do not lose heart. So he's aware of the fact, and the Holy Spirit wants us to be aware of the fact that the nature of trouble is that if we don't trust, if we don't turn to him, and it sounds so such an obvious thing to do when everything is hunky-dory. But actually, during times of trouble, we turn to ourselves, we turn to people who can help us, we turn to all sorts of things. But we want to see that by trusting him, we do not need to lose.